French actor strips for culture during César Awards ceremony. By Breitbart News on March 14, 2021. AP, the ceremony announcing the winners of this year's César Awards, France's equivalent of the Oscars, included a loud cry for culture in the age of the coronavirus, with one actor stripping naked on stage to make a statement about the continued closure of cinemas and theaters. Karine Maziero came on stage Friday night to present the Best Costume Award wearing a donkey suit and tampons as earrings. "Is that too trash?" Maziero asked the socially distanced audience before removing the donkey costume to reveal what looked like a blood-soaked dress and announcing, "I have the last one." Maziero, 57, the offbeat star of popular detective series Cop 10 Marlowe, then took off the dress and exposed messages written on her body. The words on her front read, "No culture, no future." The message on her back was addressed to French Prime Minister Jean Castex, "Give us back art, Jean." The audience applauded, but some commenters on social media denounced what they said was a descent into vulgarity at the 46th César Awards. The hashtag MeToo movement roused last year's ceremony, where famed director Roman Polanski received Best Director Award for An Officer and a Spy amid protests by women's groups and some boos and walkouts. Polanski, who did not attend the event, is wanted in the United States decades after being charged with raping a 13-year-old girl in 1977. He pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor but fled the U.S. in 2019. A woman accused Polanski of raping her in 1975 in his Swiss chalet when she was 18. Polanski denied the allegations. Most of the political views expressed this year were about reviving France's dormant cultural scene. Part-time actors are currently occupying several theaters around France, including Paris-famed Odeon Theater, to demand more government help. Culture Minister Roselyne Bachelot was the subject of numerous jokes. The ceremony's the MC, actor and comedian Marine Ifdhiwa, noted the minister's plan book containing recipes, little comforting things to get through this crisis. "I'm losing confidence in you," Ifdhiwa said, holding a plastic bag representing dog feces. The minister's entourage said the book, La Vie en Rose, will not be coming out, according to French media reports. As for the awards themselves, one film, Adieu Les Cons, Bye Bye Morons, The Madcap Adventure of a Dying Hairdresser Looking for the Child She Gave Up at Age 15, scooped up 7 awards, including Best Film and Best Director for Albert Dupontel. The Best Actor award went to Sami Bouajila for Fils, Son, and Laure Calamy was chosen Best Actress for her performance in My Donkey, My Lover, and I. Jean Pascal Zadi, who was named Most Promising Actor for his role in Tout Simplement Noir, Simply Black, promoted equality in his thank you speech. 14-year-old Fadia Yusuf, chosen Most Promising Actress for Mignon, Cuties, told aspiring youth to follow their dreams.